Consumers are becoming more curious and more critical about a textile that is dominating fashion. We're talking about polyester. They're asking what impact the fabric has on human health and on the environment. NPR's Ayana Archie has some answers.
Nafisa Attah is a self-proclaimed OG fast fashion shopper. She used to purchase clothes based on the best deals, but her clothes weren't holding up. She started reading fabric content labels and noticed just how prevalent polyester was in her clothes.
Once you know better, it's like your eyes are opened up to the fact that there are just so many poorly made clothes out there.
She's not imagining things. The rise of fast fashion has made polyester much more common. Here's Michael Palladino, a fashion industry veteran.
Fast fashion is a fire that can't be fed fast enough.
Henry Navarro Delgado is an associate professor at the Toronto Metropolitan University's School of Fashion. He says consumers want to be up on trends and pay as little as possible. Retailers want to meet the demand for those trends while keeping expenses low. Polyester is how both parties meet in the middle. It's a petroleum-based plastic that's often cheaper to make and buy.
This is a shared responsibility.
But Navarro Delgado says manufacturers are using polyester for items natural fibers would be better suited for. It may be used in summer clothes, even though it traps heat.
When you don't have access to a product that it is effectively designed for its purpose, then you don't use it.
So mounds of abandoned clothing have started showing up on coastlines in other countries. In Ghana, for example, people purchasing textiles to upcycle may dump poorly made polyester clothes into lagoons.
We don't see it here, but it shows up somewhere else.
Natural fibers can have drawbacks too. Palladino said it takes 700 gallons of water to get one cotton t-shirt from the farm to the store. But unlike natural fibers, polyester is not biodegradable. It's derived from fossil fuels, which emit greenhouse gases during production. Eventually, the fibers may break down into microplastics, but they don't go away. Instead, they often enter the water and air. Aaron Stubbins, a marine and environmental sciences professor at Northeastern University, says there's still a lot we don't know about the effects.
We're kind of at the point of understanding just where the plastics are.
There's also the matter of polyester's effects on human health. Some claims online suggest polyester can cause infertility in humans. Ryan Marino is a medical toxicologist who teaches at Case Western Reserve University. He says there's no proof of that. Polyester is often paired with forever chemicals, several of which have been linked to cancer. Marino says being exposed to polyester through clothing, air, or water could increase the risk of cancer.
Unless you are living near a landfill or dealing with large quantities of polyester, you are not going to encounter a dose of those compounds that is likely to cause significant health concerns.
To cut down on potential environmental effects, brands like Adidas and Patagonia say they're mostly using recycled polyester. All in all, there are ways to be a more savvy consumer. For example, Navarro Delgado says you can repair your clothes instead of buying new ones.
If one of your buttons fall off, you can replace it.
It's a way to make your clothes last, regardless of what they're made of. Ayana Archie, NPR News.